No, Yaakov said a pshat. Shmaitza or lechof shvat. Shmaitza beis. Perek. Shmaitza gimel is rather, I peaked. Shmaitza gimel is much shorter than the other two shmaitzas. Okay.
It's a continuation of Chazaka, so it's not.
Yeah. The whole shmaitza is like. Okay, shmaitza beis, perek. Chof. Where we up to? Perek Yutes.
Finish your test.
We're up to the another raya. But yeah, the paragraph starts v'hachazoka da'avuha nirimucha. He's still bringing rayas to this concept that there's cheskos avuha, or he wants to shtel it to the mother. That even though it's not, I don't say it's not rational. It's not even Lechora doesn't grapple with the issue, because you're saying the father is a certain way, so the son is a certain way, but the din is mamish not like that. If the father marries, if a kohen marries a grusha, so he's fine, and the son's a cholol. Or if someone's boiled the mother doesn't become posel of a bakal, and the daughter that's born can be posel of a bakal if the father's that way. So lechora, there shouldn't be a chazaka, shouldn't be true. Again, I'm trying to express what the problem is. The chazaka shouldn't be true. It's just possibly not true. The answer is that since it's true most of the time, it's not just true most of the time. You see, that's a weak way of saying it. Since the child is usually let's say a kosher kohen, but because of the father, if the child wouldn't be a hemshech of the father, if it would just be statistically true that most of the time the child is kosher, then there wouldn't be such a chazaka.
That would be more of a rove, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know if you would say rove when you had a suffek. I don't know if you could apply rove if you have a case where you see the suffek b'fanecha. I don't know if you could say most, like, this is not most times. You know, you say most times, I don't even know if you would use rove. You say most of the time a child is kosher. Yeah, but here we have reason to say he's not kosher. This is not most of the time. Here we know that there was a boil, and we don't know who the boil was. But so it's because the child is a hemshech of the father. That's why the child is a kosher kayan, let's say, in that case, or in the case we're about to learn, the kosher kayan, because he's a hemshech of the father, or the child's kosher loving bakal because of the mother, because he is a hemshech of the mother. So it is, so you do really have a chazaka. You could call chazaka into play that the mother, that the norm, you know, it's not just a statistical norm. It's a norm saying that the mother's progeny, right, that everything worked the way it's supposed to work. A mother usually has a child that's kasha loving b'kol because she's kasha loving b'kol. And the child gets the kasha d'achrayim is that when it gets time, when you're talking about kashas, you see, that's good for the kasha d'achrayim. That kasha's b'kol is not because of the mother. It's just that because nothing passed the child. It's not a din b'chiyuv that carries over from the mother. But I'm not so sure that's so, because the Jewishness carries over from the mother. What? Yes, so maybe kashrus lovei b'kol also carries over from the mother. Except that if the father's a mamzer, he could spoil. Maybe the child's din lovei b'kol is part of his Jewishness, and it's part of the din of being a son of this mother. Anyway, the reason the Shmaitzer doesn't go into the lomdus of the cheskos avosa, he just talks about it as a given, and now he's going to bring another raya that it exists.
What case
is the case of Toysus in Elunairus, the first Almud by Kusim, where you have Kohanim, in the case of Tosfos and Elanayrus is where you have regular Jewish men, and Shvachos got mixed into the population. Now, if they actually married a Shivcha, then the child is not Jewish. The child of a union between a Jewish man and a Shivcha is an Eved. It's not a kosher Jew. It's not a Miuchas Jew. And still, so their Tosfos in Ksuba stuff, in the beginning of Elunairus, uses Cheskos Avosa. That if the father was Jewish, or the child's Jewish. Now we're going to learn another case. The Shmaita didn't bring down any cases. But he's saying that's shot in the Nemukah Yosef. But by the Nemukah Yosef, it's the mother. He's using Cheskos Imosa the same way that Tosfos and Elanayrus and the Gemara that he's about to bring down uses Cheskos Avosa. The father being Jewish has no bearing on the blood being Jewish. That's true. That is exactly the point. That's why that Tosfos is a good tushta. That really, it doesn't follow. If the father married a shivcha, the child is messed up. And still Tosfos says it's the Cheskos Avosa. You mean, what is the Cheskos Avosa there?
And the father is not Jewish.
And the father is not Jewish. You mean, there is the Cheskos Avosa. Saying there is a cheskos, but we're talking about a case where the father is Jewish and shvachos got mixed into the population. And Tosfos uses cheskos avosa to be machshir a child. V'hachazok davu anir emuchach. The Shmaita is going to say it's a beferish and gemara. Cheskos avosa. Mehod derminim perik beis l'ksubis. Now this is funny Gemara. It's funny Gemara. If you notice, look, it's an interesting case, and it's funny Gemara. It's like a yo-yo. Well, what's the case? It's a yo-yo case. Where a person is Becheskes Koyel. That's the case. Then there was a Koyel, a rumor that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and we didn't let him work at the Beis Mikdash, or we didn't let him duchen, and we didn't give him the first aliyah until we check it out. The koyel went out, so we're going to check it out. Then an eid echad came and said he's kosher. An eid echad, that's nice, that's certainly better than a koyel, so we were ma'al him to kahuna. Then two eidim came and said, no, Hitake is a ben grusha. Back down. Then another eid came and said he's kosher.
Now you have tray.
Right, exactly. So Rav Shimon Gamliel there says we pick him back up. We bring him back, we make him a koyin. So Rashi asks, how can you do that? It's tray. Well, you make him into a koyin. So Rashi learns that you put him on the chazakah being based on originally we made him into a koyin against the koyel when the eid echad came. That's what Rashi says. He has a chazaka from that to Kufa. The Ramban asks that if the son doesn't have, if this kid doesn't have his own chazaka, so
but that wouldn't work in reverse though. If an eid echad came and said that he wasn't kosher, and then two eidim came and said that he was, and then another eid came and said that he wasn't kosher, would we bring him down?
No. Well, it depends what the reason here that we bring him up is. Rashi says it's because you do follow, in this case of Trey, you do follow Chazaka. It's a question of personal status. I mean, anytime it's going to be a case of Trey, you'll follow the Chazaka. Except that Rashi, what's the Chazaka? That's the question. So Rashi learns, apparently, the fact that we just assumed he's a Kohen all along is not strong enough for Chazaka. So Rashi learns the Chazaka is the one established by the Eid Echad when he went against the Kohen. words, that would have some tekifas to it, it had some strength to it, and so we take it seriously. And we reinstate it. That's what Rashi says. Now the Ramban says that that means Rashi, you see in Rashi that he doesn't have a cheskas avasa. Rashi is not dealing with the chazaka because the father was a kohen kasher. He doesn't consider that a chazaka, and he looks for chazaka in the ben himself. Right? But the Ramban says that's pretty shvach, because if it's trey or trey, and you're talking about the chazaka that was established by the first aid, but this aid now is part of a group of aidim that is contradicted by another group of aidim, how could the situation created by the aid be better than the aid himself? Right? The chain can't be stronger than its weakest link. And so the Ramban gives a teretz that you mitzar of the two things. Let's learn now the shmaitza inside. He keeps saying v'chulu, 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 v'chulu. We'll say we brought him down. That's the maskar of the Gemara. We bring him back up. Achtinan is down. Askina means we bring him up. Because of Rashi Zal, Vikasha, Treya, Trey Ninu, how can you just casually say we bring him up? It's Treya, Trey. What's going on here? Which is the Chazaka Kamaisa? The Askinan al Pi Edrishon Shehoyo Nemon. When we made him into an established koyin, because it was against a koyel, we followed the Eidechot against the koyel, that made him into an established koyin. Again, apparently we're still not reckoning with the situation before the koyel even came out, according to Rashi. You need a stronger chazaka, apparently. Baramban kosov alov zeloshono, mashma mechlal devorov, the cheskos avos olav chazokahi. Rashi doesn't want to say because the father's a kohen, so we have a chazaka, cheskos avasa, lav chazaki legabe didei. The chivin the sade loy besade yavua al cheskosay. Because the tray is on the son. Okay, so apparently Rashi doesn't hold of the cheskos avosa, the suffix on the son, not on the father. Vleyos chavri li hai svara, the chivin the hai chazaka bomi koyach edus alei melu, harehi keedus, it can't be stronger than the edus itself, ain't kan chazaka v'chulu. The divrei Rashi is alika lemeimar, this is still the Ramban talking. The Ramban puts together like a tziruf, the chazaka d'avua vadei mahani lei l'tzterufe gabi sada. This I mamish enough time, and I don't know if I. The Ramban says there's a tziruf here. Cheskos avos alone is not enough. The chazaka established through the eid echad after the koil is not enough because it can't be stronger than the eid echad. But together they form a tziruf. That's Ramban. Very strange, very.
We know who the father is.
We know who the father is.
Why is it strange?
0 + 0 usually equals 0.
We've done this before,
but it has to have some rationale. The thyroid, you can't just
discuss a goof in the
bari. It had a pshat the there. Good, there we set a pshat. Here I have no pshat. If Rashi doesn't hold of cheskos avosa, which is a chiddush, the idea of cheskos avosa. So if Rashi doesn't, if Rashi held of it, it should be alone enough. Elamai, you don't hold of it, so what? How's the cheskos avosa helped by the chazaka? Like how the two don't come in tandem at all. This is a chazaka that's established that he's by the Eid Echad. Unless you say the cheskos avosa is not strong enough.
That's really what I was getting at with the question is, when we had the cheskos guf in the bari, we were talking about, is it points that we're adding up, or is it two things that are connected? So I'm asking here, is this really, are we adding up points and now together they're enough, or is it
very hard to
somehow add. They're connected to each other.
It's very hard to add it up twice because you have the Eid Echad, and then the Eid Echad is actually part of the Trey Utrey. You know, you're using that Eid Echad twice.
Rambam says a mashmir.
What?
Rashi
doesn't have a Feirish. No, this is the Ramban's Teretz to Rashi.
No, but it, Rashi doesn't
Rashi Bechlal doesn't say it.
He doesn't say that there's no Feirish Shabbos. Mashma.
No, Rashi, yeah, because...
Ian wants to say Mashma, but the Tzimuth is really what it's talking
about. Yeah, Rashi just talks about... Well, Rashi's Chazak is pretty Peladic, as Ramban points out. Why should that state be stronger than the aid that created the state?
Why can't we just say the Chazakah is? He's going up for 50 years into a Chanein without a coal. Why can't that be a Chazakah?
For some reason, that's not a strong enough Chazakah. Chazakah, to solve a tray problem, has to be a Chazakah that was forged, not forgery. Like you say, steel was forged. It has to be a Chazakah that was forged, that held its own against an opposing force. To be able to resolve the tray issue, it has to be a stronger Chazakah. Not a Chazakah that was just there by default, apparently. I don't know, when you learn the Sugya, I'm sure some Rishonim say that's the Chazakah. If I remember correctly, I'm sure some say. But we're learning now, the Shmaitzer wants to get to a point. He wants to get to the Rishonim that say it is Cheskos Avosov. The truth is, I think, according to Rashi, it's Cheskos Avosov. It's just weird. I mean, if not for Rashi, and I was just learning the Ramban, I could have a little pshat that really it's Cheskos Avosov. Except you say Cheskos Avosov is really not such a good Chazakah because maybe Taka, the father, married a Grusha. Like, it really doesn't make sense. But if you have a Chazakah that the son is a Kohen, like there was once an established matzah be and it's on the Kohen. So even though that Chazakah alone to make the son a Kohen is not any stronger than the Edom, and the Edom is Trey or Trey. But it's enough that we see like the Cheskos Avosov is functioning. It is a functioning Cheskos Avosov. It's like, oh, we have a son that's Taka was established as being a Kohen, that Taka was a Hemshech and a father. My problem with all that is that Rashi only says the second half. You know, if we're saying that according to the Ramban, the Pshat and Rashi is that it's really Cheskos Avosov, but it's a new and improved Cheskos Avosov because it's a new and improved Cheskos Avosov, so to speak, because it withstood, we see it was misgashem. We see the son became was established as a Kohen in the face of the Chazakah. But then Rashi picked the wrong one to say. Rashi picked... It's just weird to say that that's Pshat Rashi. Let's go weiter, because it's really not the point. The Shmaitzer wants to get to the next Rishonim. Ubechidushei ha-ra'ah, kosav, di'ikah chazokah demukhi lahaya cheskosah demukh zuklom ba'avuah tahai. The Kohen who. Talking about a Cheskos Avosov, the Chaim Bekosov Bekedushi Arashba, the Chazokah, the Muki Lahaya Cheskosi, Hainu Becheskos Avuov, the Chazokah, the Edim. Not the Chazokah established by the Eidach, it should be. The Chazokah, Abba Mikoyach Gufa Shaleidus, Lav Chazokahi. It's only as strong as the Eidus, as Zion Shom. So there is such a concept, says the Shmaitzer, the Yom Kain. The Chazakah that if she's kosher, the child kosher.
Because kosher,
no, he's learning it's a Cheskos Ima. No Cheskos kashrus. Child has no Cheskos kashrus. He's learning it's a Cheskos Emusa. Just like there's a Cheskos Avuha, there's a Cheskos Emuha.
But it's really the kind of that allows us to ma'amin the kind of Ima. What
you're hearing is that. Yeah, the whole thing is why we're believing the mother, because you have the Chazakah helping her.
And then we leave the time.
Yeah.
Because of the Chazakah.
We're in Rabbi Gamliel.
The father, the Taina. Once he's a Kohen, you say the Chazakah, the kid is like the father.
Yeah, because it's not the same thing. Here there's a suffix that we have to resolve. And it's being resolved through Bori. He's saying if there's a real Chazakah, why. That's the problem in the Gemara, no matter how you slice it. The Gemara presents Chazaka as being the reason of Rebbe Gamliel. The Gemara presents Bari as being the reason of Rebbe Gamliel. The Gemara presents Migul as being the reason of Rebbe Gamliel.
We always said all along how Chazaka doesn't help the kid. We always said that. Now
with this is how I go. We were talking then about the Mount Yomer that Machshebo Paisel Mevita. Now we're in the Mount Yomer Machshebo Machshebo Mevita. This is really, you know, the Rishayim say Cheskos Eimani Labas, but normally you learn Cheskos Eimani Labas, you learn means that the bottom line that was reached through Cheskos Eim, that she was the Kosher Nivala, Mahani Labas. We could extend it and say, well, once it's established that she was Nivala to a Kosher, we extend it to the Bas. Yeah, but that's only how some say, and it doesn't help if she says she was nibbled to a guy. Because if she was nibbled to a guy, she becomes puzzled to Kahuna. So there's no Cheskos Eim Mani Labas. Adirab, she's moided that she became puzzled to Kahuna. So if that's the shot, I think the Shmaitz, he doesn't bring down the Rishonim that say Cheskos Eim Mani Labas. But if he would, this is how he would interpret them, that they mean Cheskos Eim. Not Cheskos Eim Mani Labas the way we're saying it, that the conclusion that you reach because of the chazak of the mother, we can extrapolate and use it to be mavara about the kid. But he's learning Cheskos Eim Musa. Cheskos Eim Mani Labas Mamish. The chazak of the mother says that the child is like her. What? Yeah. Well, it's the same case. He was explaining the case of the Gemara that she's Neman, according to Gamliel, to be Machshir of Lad, Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebita. So, there's a Mandiyama Machshir Bo Poison Bebita. Because she has a Cheskos Kashrus, the child doesn't. The Gemara doesn't say the reason of the Mandiyama Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebita. It doesn't say that. So, some Rishonim say, the Shmaitz, we said, was the Bari. We were worrying with the Chazaka B'dekas of Mizaneh. Some Rishonim speak out because Cheskos Eim Mani Labas.
So the case.
No, this case of Rebbe Gamliel. If you hold Machshebo, Machshebo Bita, they say because Cheskos Eim Mani Labas.
The
Shmaitz didn't say that. I'm talking about what some Rishonim answer. Some Rishonim answer Bari. Some Rishonim answer because of the Bari. So, and you have to come on to the Shmaitz explaining the Bari, why the Bari and the mother helps with the child, etc. That's what we just learned in Perek Yitches. Some Rishonim answer Cheskos Eim Mani Labas. What I'm telling you is that the normal interpretation of Cheskos Eim Mani Labas is coming from the conclusion that was reached. That it's enough of a birur, that we can. It carries the bus.
Makes sense. But
maybe not. No, the chazaka probably doesn't make sense by chazaka. It probably makes sense by Roy, not by chazaka. But Al Kaponim the Shmaitza, although he doesn't bring down those Rishonim, but I would assume he would be more than happy to learn like that, those Rishonim, that the words Cheskos Eim Mani Labas refers to the Cheskos Ima that he's making up here. He's making up a Cheskos Ima. Tosfos in Elonaios talks about a Cheskos Avasa. The Rishonim in the Sugi of the Kohen, the Yo-Yo Kohen, talks about Cheskos Avasa. So the Shmaita says, who had in Cheskos Eim? It's also the same thing. The child's kosher, because the mother's kosher.